information. It's really hard to say, you know, what all is going to happen at this point.
With a slightly wider non-USS VSS view, I think it's a pity that the, as far as AC development go, that the guys in Franklin aren't being more aggressive, shall I say, in looking for some standardization around synthesis in particular and VHDL in general. But, you know, and I certainly encourage everybody who uses them to go hassle them and find out and ask what they're doing, and, you know, generally encourage them to go the right way, do the right thing.
Norbert?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can I have the rest of my question answered? Norbert? Are you tied in with Larry Walker's effort at all?
As far as NAC is concerned, no. And actually, we have spoken, well, actually, my manager has spoken to Larry Walker, because Larry Walker contacted him, and just determined that we have different needs than what he's driving. So basically, we are left alone.
And last gentleman.
Me.
No, it's not you. You, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Okay. Doug Wiedemann.
Yeah. Are you're part of U.S.? Okay.
Don's
thank
right.
You.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto. Any other questions?
Yeah, I'm a simulation person in a rather small group, and it makes some investment in training in hardware and software to run our simulation of the vaccine. So I guess the question is directed to Dr. Don. If, as you're going through selecting an outside vendor, which has been written to run a risk platforms under Alteryx, how committed are they to moving that over to run on a VMS on a larger machine so that we don't have to wait 5 or 7 days to do a synthesis or a simulation? And I guess the other question would be costs in terms of licenses for each development group for the simulator and also for library support.
Yeah, let me address the issue about simulators in the third-party vendor environment. If they see a market, as an example, on VMS machines, they will port to VMS machines and sell their product. The messages that we're getting right now is they have no one that is asking them for that simulator on VMS machines, which basically says we're not going to have enough revenue or market for them to port to our VMS machines unless we come up with some big dollars. As far as the second half of your question, which dealt basically with support for those third-party simulators?
Well, support and mainly licensing costs.
Yeah, the licensing cost is going to be an interesting one since everybody has benefited from the DEXIM cost, which tends to be rather cheap as compared to what the third-party costs would be. One of the things I'm looking at is it isn't clear to me that any one particular simulator has a significant advantage over another simulator for corporate-wide use. There's obviously cost savings if everyone would decide on one simulator, Risk Alteryx VHDL-capable simulator for the corporation. I get concerned that we won't reach that consensus for whatever reason. For instance, Norbert is perfectly happy with System High-Level 4. It's doing the job. He already has paid for the license. He's going to be a little angry at me to come around and tell him that he needs to be part of a volume purchase so we get a cost-cutting on a Vantage VHDL simulator license. And I'm sure that there's obvious reasons why you wouldn't want to participate
because
in that.
Right now we're paying just the maintenance.
Right. So I think we have to look at it from that aspect. Any of the work we do with the VHDL simulator vendors and so forth, we'd like to reflect it in the lowest cost possible that is possible to digital. It isn't beneficial that each group run off and cut their own deal. When you cut a deal with Vantage, you cut a deal with Vantage, you cut a deal with Vantage, and if we'd cut it together, we would have reached a cost reduction. I think that's down the road a bit, but it certainly is in my mind to ensure that we get the maximum consensus we possibly could, understanding that there are situations where it doesn't make economic sense for people that already have the simulators in place, you know, that are capable of doing the job for them.
Do you have any feel for what the cost would be to give, say, a ballpark estimate of the repair?
Doug, do you have any numbers from Vantage?
The only thing I have on that list is the list prices of the simulators, and like Steve Hollister from Ballard said, though, he says Digital's actual price on that would be a fraction of that, depending on, for instance, if you have GED and you're going to convert it to concept or whatever you're getting. You know, it's. I think each deal is going to be, or each, not each, each negotiation with each company will be, is really undeterminable right now, but those figures there are the list prices on here.
Where I think you're going to get hit is if you see a cost by a simulator. I'm going to throw out this number. It may have no relevance, or is not relevant to any particular one, but say $30,000. You say, gee, that isn't too bad. I know what I'm paying for Dexim, and yeah, it's more, but that isn't too bad. And then as you look at it, you're going to find out that is a node tied license or tied to a server. And so you find out that I can only use maybe two or three people at a time on it. I mean, they're restricting the nodes that it can be on, and suddenly the cost can go very high. If you want to use the simulator in the same manner that you've been using Dexim, I know I pay so much to use Dexim within our organization, but I can put it in an awful lot of places, and the cost per seat is very low. Now, we're not going to get the same break with an outside vendor, there's no question in my mind, but I think we can get the cost down to a point where it's reasonable. And what actually ends up happening, though, is the Dexim cost is strictly a maintenance cost. You'll be faced with an upfront cost for the simulator and then ongoing maintenance. And maybe you could tell us, what's the maintenance cost for System Highway?
Well, we have a significant number of licenses, and we're paying, right now, we are paying about $70,000 a year for maintenance for all the licenses.
$70,000.
We have a significant number of licenses.
On the order of 20, 100?
We have, well, it's based on the mainframe. We're looking at the 8800 license, actually 8800 and 8040s. Mm-hmm. And those are the big machine. But we are in the process of migrating all those licenses to the DeckStation 5000, which will actually lower the maintenance costs in the future.
Yeah, we pay about $12,000 per Hilo license. We pay about $12,000 per Hilo license, but one of the sneakies that I guess that our purchasing guy managed to do was that when we stopped using Hilo a while ago, we continued paying maintenance, so that when we came to choose again at the VHDL time what to do, we wouldn't have to pay an upfront cost. And my suggestion might be, if you already have a simulator from a third party, you might consider keeping that tick over cost, just in case 5 years out from, you may choose Generad tomorrow, but 5 years later, because all your stuff is in VHDL, you might suddenly decide some other simulator is better. Techniques like that, obviously these are savings that you might get in the future, but that would have been a very worthwhile investment for us.
We have about 10 licenses, one on each 8840. We have four 8840s and four 8820s. And we also have a number of deck stations, 5,000s, and so total to about 10 machines. And that's how much we're paying.
Which is higher than what one would be paying with decks.
One comment I want to add to is that about BMS and risk. And you look around in the CAE world, and you hardly find a vendor actually with support on BMS right now. And especially when we spoke to Genret and asked them how many customers actually running on VMS, he said we have one and only one customer in the world is using VMS, it's us. And they continue to support that. You know, that's...
I guess what I'm trying to say is any information that we find out concerning simulator costs or potential costs, we'll certainly make it available and pass it on. I think we're just too far on the front end of this to really see what vendors would do, especially, you know, if you look at a broader spectrum across deck than just over here on an individual basis.
I need to interrupt because I have to take Ken over to PKO to catch a charter coming in.
You're going to chop me over where?
we have the option of continuing, or if you like, what I can do tomorrow is I can enter it on the VHDL notes file and base it on this form today, and it could be a continuation of what we're doing right now online, if you'd like to do that. Otherwise, you're free to stay after I've left if you want to continue on. I'll leave that up to you, but we're going to have to go here shortly. So I don't have to end up driving. I get up.
Ken, nice to meet you.
That's really nice to meet you.
I mean, not that I don't